Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Conservative, constitutional. It's the Andrew Cooper Writer Show, keeping you informed on what's going on right here in Kentucky.
Today on the Andrew Cooper Writer Show, I have never before shown police body cam footage, or we've never listened to police body cam footage here on the Andrew Cooper Writer before, but for some reason today, I have not one, but two segments I'm going to cover that involve police body cam footage. As we have Tanya Fogel, councilwoman out of Lexington, the body cam footage has came out from her altercation at the AT&T store. At the time, I warned Fogel, watch what you're doing here, because the footage is going to come out when she was talking about how innocent she was. Well, now we can take a look for ourselves, take a listen, and see exactly what happened. And then also we have Ed Massey. There's a very fraught race going on up there in Northern Kentucky in House District 66 up there in Northern Kentucky. It's very fraught. A lot of names being called. Out of nowhere, Ed Massey challenging TJ Roberts said that he heard a rumor somewhere at one point somebody said to him that TJ Roberts at one point, perhaps as a rumor, had a profile on a dating website for men of not straight origin. And when challenged for evidence, of course, Ed Massey was short on evidence because he had none. He literally said, it's just something I heard somewhere. So we'll be digging into that story as well as I told you there's two body cam footages, some police body cam footage dealing with Ed Massey too as well. He is not having a good week on the old Massey campaign. He is putting his foot in his mouth and doing a lot of dumb things for a man that's ran for office before. But we'll be digging into these stories here today on the Andrew Cooper Writer Show. But first, I want to encourage you to head on over to theandrewshow.com. Once again, that's theandrewshow.com. And you can contact the page, hit the contact tab. You can also email us info@theandrewshow.com. If you're listening to this in the podcast format, please, please, please take the time, take a moment, take a second, and leave a review for the show. It helps us out. I'm over here 5 days a week bringing you the news from Kentucky. I'm talking about things that you're probably not hearing anywhere else. Least you could do is maybe leave me a review. And if you're listening on the radio format, make sure you tell others to tune in to the Andrew Cooper Writer Show. We've got big news coming up here on the Andrew Cooper Writer Show. It's a little too early. I'll wait. I'll build suspense, but big things. Andrew Cooper Writer Show moving on to some big important things. Of course, staying right there, but you can still listen to us on the podcast format and radio. But we're going to be added into a few more places around the state. I'll be excited to announce that here in the next couple of weeks. But without further ado, let's dig into the Tanya Fogel. Okay, so to remind all of you, a few months ago, weeks ago, not this year, but not that far ago, a Lexington City Councilwoman out of District 1, a Tanya Fogel, was arrested in an AT&T store and charged with trespassing, menacing, and resisting arrest. Now, some of you before this altercation may have remembered Tanya Fogel as the woman who started crying about a seating chart for city council members, assigned seats numbered 1 through 15, just ordered in a row and 1 through 15 seats. She started crying about it because she was not as close to the door as she would have liked. And therefore, it was very difficult for her because she's got to get up out of there with her crying. She literally said that. She says, sometimes I break out in tears and I got to be able to get to the door fast. And with me being on the end here, it's not fair. And then to illustrate her point about how easily she does start crying, she proceeded to start crying. And so she was arrested at AT&T in Lexington. Now, at the time, the story was is that she'd went into the store to ask them about a bill she had been sent, possible fraud on her account. It was a Sunday, keep that in mind. And she walked into the Richmond Road store in Lexington, Kentucky, and the employees informed her they would be unable to help her, that they didn't have the ability to help her with her request, that she needed to talk to customer service at the corporate level. They were unable to help her. And apparently she got loud and boisterous and refused to leave after they asked her. So they called the police and the police showed up to ask her to leave. The police claimed she wasn't leaving or wouldn't leave or was refusing to leave. And therefore they arrested her. And at the time she claimed that she was being unfairly targeted. In fact, you know what? Let's go back and listen to exactly what she had to say at the time about the arrest.
I go off all the time in the phone company when I'm talking about a bill, and I've never been arrested.
Shortly before being asked to leave the store, Fulga went live on Facebook asking for help removing fraudulent charges on her account. She admits to getting upset after being hit with a massive bill to address the issue.
All I asked them to do was to call the fraud department while I was standing in the store so they could give us directions on what to do.
The store manager asked her to leave. When she refused, they called the police. Fulga was arrested, charged with trespassing, menacing, and resisting arrest. The councilwoman held a joint news conference with her attorney today. They believe she was unfairly targeted by the arresting officer.
But I do know he made it a point to tell me that earlier last year, we had an encounter. And I don't know what that has to do with the arrest, but I can assume, and it doesn't look good on his part. For me, it looks like retaliation.
These situations happen in retail stores on a routine basis. They don't lead to arrest. What I was somewhat disappointed about in reading the citation is the officer says that she was leaving, which means she's complying. If she's complying and leaving, there's no basis and no reason for you to place your hands on a person who's complying.
So that was, at the end there, was Fogle's attorney. And so Fogle claims, as you heard in there, that, well, first, hold on, there's something she said at the beginning that I do want to pause on for a second, because she does mention that she goes off in phone stores, apparently in stores, all the time, and she doesn't get arrested. And I think we need to reflect on that, because what kind of normal, adjusted to society person has such a habit of going off on store employees that she's like, I do it all the time. I literally can't even think of the last time I went off on store employees. And like, you're going off on this, it's a guy in this case, so that's why I'm saying guy, but she goes off on this guy. Like, he personally sent her the bill. Like, it was him who personally decided she had to pay it, and him who personally decided he didn't have the access to be able to help her. Like he was personally the one stealing from you in her mind. No matter if you're upset at the company, unless the person themselves is actually failing to do something, like, you know, if you had like a waitress and you say, oh, hey, I need to talk to the manager. I have an issue going on. Could you go get me the manager? Like, that's the right way to ask. And then the server should go get the manager. But if the server just stands there staring at you doing nothing, oh yeah, okay, you have some right to get upset at the person then, because they're failing to do something that you're paying them to do, like literally themselves. It's not a company policy. It's not it is a personal failure on their part. And you still shouldn't, you should address them like they're human. You shouldn't go off, but I can understand you'd be upset. But if the waitress is like, hey, we're out of prime rib, like, they don't control that. You don't get to go off on them. And in the same way that these people have no control over your bill. When you go into a general phone store, the guy you're talking to is in charge of selling phone plans. That's like it. They do like nothing else. And most people realize that, but apparently Tanya Fogle does it. But even putting that to the side, even putting to the side that Tanya Fogle herself admits that she's the kind of person that throws a temper tantrum in stores like a toddler on a regular basis, And putting aside the fact that Lexington's first city council district elected a literal toddler throwing a tantrum to represent them, putting that to the side, let's talk about her other claims. She says she was being targeted and harassed. Her lawyer says she was complying. She wasn't fair to be arrested. She did nothing wrong. She doesn't deserve what she got. Well, if you may remember at the time, I told Tiny Fogel she should be careful with such broad claims that she's making, because body cam footage does exist and it will come out. And after this short break, we will be going through that body cam footage. You're listening to The Andrew Cooperrider Show, your source for Kentucky politics. We'll be back in a few short.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Minutes. And you are back with the Andrew Cooperrider Show, your source for Kentucky politics. We've been going through Tanya Fogel. She was arrested at an AT&T store for trespassing, menacing, and resisting arrest. And she claims she was being unfairly targeted. Well, the body cam footage has come out. I clipped the first, like, officer's chunk. That's all we really need to hear to understand what's going on here. I have cleared up the audio a little bit for you all. So if there's more background noise, but you can, I cut that out for you so you can actually hear the voices pretty clearly. Of everything being said, it's about 8 minutes long. I'm going to do a start-stop with my wonderful commentary, because I know you guys love that when I give you my wonderful commentary as we go through it. So that's what we'll be doing in this case. I think it's really important. And there's actually about a minute as the officer's kind of entering the store that clipped out, because they muted the entire video for that portion because Tanya Fogel was loudly proclaiming her personal details that they didn't want to release to the public about her phone account, which makes you wonder how she got fraud in the first place. You know, I mean, you're literally shouting out things that need to be covered up and deleted from police camera because yeah, I wonder how people pulled off fraud. So we're going to start with this. Officer's responding to the call. He's walking up to the AT&T store on the outside, and the manager greets him from the outside. That's the man you're going to hear. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Hello.
She had seen her over here last time, too.
I did not. Is she a regular?
No, I've never seen her before.
Okay.
Can I help her? And then she just started going crazy. I asked her.
Well, we'll give her one more chance. If not, she'll go to jail.
Okay, so he's entering the store now. So as he walked up, the store manager says, hey, look, I got this woman in here. I was trying to help her. She started going off, so I asked her to leave. She's refusing to leave. So I called you, and the officer says, okay, we'll give her another chance to leave, or we'll take her to jail. Clear as day. Now, keep in mind, he has no idea who this person is walking in. Remember, Tanya Fogel claims that she was being unfairly targeted because she's like a city council person, if you remember from last segment, what she said in that news segment. And so the officer comes in, and there's a few things that said at the beginning that make it clear he has no clue off the bat who she is. The responding officer, the initial officer, the one that decides to arrest her. Let's take a listen here.
I've been foot cuffing her all the way up to now.
Who is it?
To this scam on our...
Okay, so you can already hear her voice. They just now have entered into the store. He's at the front of the store. She's sitting near the back of the store, and you can already hear her yelling. No wonder why this officer called somebody and said, look, you're like loud and yelling, and we're trying to do other business. You're not the only customer that exists. You need to, and no wonder why he asked her to leave. Incredibly disruptive to people trying to do business, especially if you told her already, I can't help you. You need to go. Let's keep going.
My information, calming them, doing everything that I possibly can to get.
So at this point, the officer and the manager are standing at the table. She's sitting at like a table inside the store. She is yelling into her phone that's on speaker. Of course, it's not up to her ear. She's yelling at it on speaker, you know, like rude people do. And the store manager's standing there and the police officer's standing there. Now, a normal human being that isn't a jerk When a cop walks into a place and you've been asked to leave, you realize the problem has escalated and you're going to seek to de-escalate it. You're going to seek to make sure you don't get arrested. But I'm not to give it away, but Fogle does everything she can to ensure she ends up in handcuffs. Let's keep going.
Get them to help me. I don't have.
So she's just ignoring the officer.
What's her name?
Yes.
I'm not even sure. Okay. Fogle's the last name.
So the officer just asked the manager, what's her name? He doesn't know who she is. Remember, she's claiming she's being targeted because some officer that responded to the call had an altercation with her before, but not the officer who first initially responded and, we'll see, ends up deciding to arrest her. He just asked, what's her name? I'm not sure. I think her last name is Fogle. Okay.
Yes. What can I help you with?
They're not wishing for you to be here anymore. So I'm
well,
not...
I'm gonna take care. I'm their customer.
Okay.
And there is a huge. I wasn't even dealing with you. I was dealing with that other.
So, you know, a normal person, right? Once again, I'm gonna keep saying a normal person who isn't a complete and utter jerkwad, that is like a functioning member of society. When an officer walks up to you and says, "Hey, they don't want you here anymore," you leave. It's over. It's done. It's over. But she literally tells the officer she's not leaving. She's the customer. She's there for customer service. That pretty much sets the stage for why she ends up in handcuffs in the first place.
Let me tell you something. I'm not escalating. I want y'all to take care of me as your customer.
We tried, but you escalated, so I asked you.
So you escalated right along with me. I'm not leaving until I get some satisfaction. Just leave me alone.
Ms. Fogle?
For right.
She just turned to the officer and said, just leave me alone for it. So that was the manager talking to her. And the officer says, just shut up. Just don't talk to her. Just go over there, manager. Let me deal with this and try to get her to leave. And she goes, that was her turn to the officer and says, you just leave me alone. To the officer. She looked at the officer.
Now, let me finish this,
listen
officer.
To me. I don't care. Listen
I don't
to
care
me.
Either. I don't care.
I'm going to ask you to leave. If you refuse to leave, you're going to go to jail.
Okay, well, lock up the council member. You go right.
And there it is. Right away. She's pulling out the whole I'm a council member card almost right off the bat to say, look, I'm special. I'm a counselor. So we already have the I'm an elected council member card. I dare you to arrest me. Let's see if we can pull a hat trick here. Let's see if we can pull off a few other reasons why she should get special treatment that the rest of us wouldn't receive.
I don't care
go
if you're
right
a council
ahead.
Member.
Just let you're me, not, you're can not you a, just leave me alone for a minute above, and let me just calm down? And you're not above the law either. And I know my rights.
I know that.
I know my rights. So just wait a minute. Give me a moment.
I'm asking you to
can
leave.
You give me a moment right now?
No.
Just give me 5 minutes.
They don't wish you to be here anymore.
Give me 5 minutes.
I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. And she literally stood up there saying, I'm being unfairly targeted. I was being attacked for no reason. We can tell what kind of person she is. She's the kind of person where an officer's like, you need to leave. They're telling you to leave. You need to leave. And she has such disrespect for the laws that, oh, by the way, she's supposed to make. And, oh, by the way, without that officer sitting across from her, the law she makes would mean nothing because there'd be nobody to enforce them. Instead of respecting the laws that dictate what is trespassing, what's not, and obeying the commands of the officer who's on private property, and the private property owners have asked her to leave, she said, give me 5 minutes. I need 5 minutes. You don't get 5 minutes. The officer has already been there now for 2 minutes. 2 minutes he's been standing there trying to get her to go. We continue.
I'm not
okay.
Giving 5 minutes.
I'm gonna sit here and just breathe for a minute before I step outside this place.
I am asking you, as a law enforcement officer, to leave.
So,
are you refusing to leave?
I'm getting ready to finish this, so I can leave.
Nope,
just leave me alone
that's
for
not,
right now.
That's not possible right now. Okay.
Just
are you
leave
refusing
me alone.
To leave? Yes or no?
She's not responding to him now.
I'm asking you to leave because on their behalf. Okay.
Keep in mind too. There's. She's got somebody else with her. He's blurred out. He's a minor, apparently. He's under 18. I think he's her grandson. She says something about it in her statement here that we'll go over in a second. But I just want to let you know, she has somebody else there with her. But so the officer's saying, you need to go. You need to go. You need to go. And she's literally sitting there refusing to even acknowledge, look up, or talk to the officer.
Are you refusing to leave, Ms. Vogel? Who is she to you? Sir?
Don't answer.
Are you refusing to leave?
No, I'm not refusing
okay,
to leave.
Okay, then I need you to get up and leave.
323.
She is still not budget. She will not look at him.
I'm trying to help you right now, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to help you too.
Okay. Are you refusing to leave?
No, I'm not refusing to leave.
Are you going
to
get up?
It is. We are about 3 minutes this officer has been here, asking her to get up and walk out the door, and she's refusing. You know, they're already short officers in Lexington. There's other things he could be dealing with. There's actual crime. She's in the first district, which is a very crime-ridden district, mind you. Okay? He could be out there. They're near her district, if not in it. I don't know exactly where the city council lines are, but I have some idea of where the first district is, and I know where this store is. So I believe they may be in the city council district. So they're in her district or near it. This officer probably covers her city council district. And instead of helping out somebody whose house has gotten broken into, car has gotten stolen, patrolling, looking for actual criminals, he has to deal with a self-entitled brat like Tanya Fogel that thinks she's so much better than him, so much above everybody else, doesn't have to comply, doesn't have to do anything, that she can sit there and say, give me 5 minutes. I get all my time I want. I don't even got to talk to you. Ignoring an officer. I could never imagine doing this. I couldn't imagine doing this. And you know, if she wasn't a city council member, and if she wasn't an elderly lady, and let's just say it, if she wasn't black, she probably would be arrested on the ground. If it's me, a white young guy, doing this same thing, I would be in cuffs on the ground being drug out by multiple officers at this point. And you know it's true. And you know it's absolutely accurate. You want to talk about two-tier justice system? This is a two-tier justice system. And the fact that officers even have to put up with this is ridiculous. I mean, you all have been listening to this. This continues for a little bit longer. But at this point, just like I'd be fine. Just taser and pull her out of there. Like, it's ridiculous. But we're not finished yet. No, Tanya Fogel, this goes on for another 5 more minutes. It takes them 5 more minutes to get her out of the store. So we've pulled out the I'm a councilwoman card. Let's see if we can pull out other cards of privilege and see her reasoning for her absolutely toddler-like behavior after this short break. You're listening to the Andrew Cooperrider Show, your source for Kentucky politics. And you're back with the Andrew Cooperrider Show. Before the break, we've been digging into this Tanya Fogel incident where she was arrested at an AT&T for trespassing, menacing, and resisting arrest. We've been watching now 3 minutes of the video of the police attempting to get her to leave the store. Being calm, the police are collected, and she's literally ignoring them, refusing to exit the store. We're going to pick back up here.
Up and leave.
I am going to get up and
okay.
leave.
Then let's get up and leave, okay?
Okay, so now she's taking pictures of the officer, of the employee.
I hope you got another professional. I promise you, I do.
You're not above the law just because you're a cop.
You're not above the law either.
I'm not doing anything.
Because you're a cop.
I didn't say that.
Okay, just leave me alone. I just told y'all to leave. I don't want to leave this trash.
Still at the table.
Let's get up and leave.
324C, brother.
Still at the table. Taking pictures again.
Sorry,
it isn't time to take pictures. Okay, hold on. We just missed it. Sorry, that was me talking over it. I'm going to play it again. So she lifts up her phone. She's taking pictures. Listen to what she says.
Sorry, I'm not the right caller.
Sorry, I'm not the right caller. And there it is. Claiming the race card. Right now. Her skin color. And her elderly age and her city council status is the only thing, as I said in the last segment, stopping her from being thrown on the ground and thrown in cuffs. It is. It's nothing to do with your skin color. We can tell by how you're behaving here. You're an awful person, and I can completely understand why AT&T called you to get you pulled out of the store. I completely see why. You're literally, the officer has now been asking you to leave for about 4 minutes, and you're still sitting there. And she's at this point taking photos all around the place, taking photos of all the employees. Like, this isn't time to take photos. It's time for you to get off your butt and walk out the door. It was the time to do that the minute the cops showed up and said you need to leave the first time. We continue.
That's really what it's got to do with. You couldn't even get your own customer service some help. What's your name?
He's telling her to go. She's asking employees' names.
So you got 10 seconds or you're going to jail, okay?
I'm not going to jail.
You got 10 seconds.
I'm not going to jail. I'm okay. Walking and
let's
I'm not
go.
Going to jail. I'm
so
going.
She's standing up.
I'm walking.
She's walking. She's literally walking so slow. She hasn't even moved past the chair she got out of. Okay. And she's got her phone out. She's recording again as he's like, come on, let's go. Let's go. So it is. I don't know if you guys have been in a AT&T store before. So it's 3 minutes and 44 seconds. Is at this point in the video, it's timestamp. I want you to keep that in mind because let's see how long it takes her to finally get to the out the door.
I'm so, walking. I don't have to walk.
I don't have no opinion for doing this. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Still recording him. I'm going. She's still walking.
I'll be back, but I'm going today.
Do you want her trespass?
No, I really. Okay. I don't. But.
Okay. So. This is an important moment here. Okay, so we're at 4 minutes. She still is not out there. She's probably halfway to the door. That's not how long it takes you to walk across an AT&T store. No matter your ailment. She's going to claim she's got ailments. Of course she does. But there is two customers sitting at a table. And a guy, another AT&T guy, is helping out two totally different customers. Okay? She has her phone out. And is now recording. Now, keep in mind, this is private. She's inside a private building. You do not have a right to exist and record inside private facilities. Okay? So she is recording now. An employee and the two customers, they're sitting at a table just trying to get their own customer service. That's important. And she stopped and she's turned and she's now not moving. She's recording this employee here.
Ms. Fogel, let's go. Come on.
So he's saying, Ms. Fogel, let's go. He's going to reach up now, and he's going to put his hand, just gently touch his hand to her side of her forearm, because she still is nowhere near the door. And listen to what happens.
You don't have to touch me now. Don't touch me.
You're under
arrest. Don't touch me.
All of a sudden, she was able to backwalk 3-4 steps, quick as a split. Lickety split, she could backwalk 3-4 steps. She just covered almost more distance than she did over the last 20 seconds in a split second. The minute the officer put her hands on her, whoa! I can suddenly walk. I've been healed. The officer's Jesus. He's healed my leg and I can finally walk to the door. Let's keep listening though.
No, I'm not. All I asked you to do was not to touch me. You didn't have to put your hands on me.
Miss Fogel, you are under arrest.
I'm not under arrest.
He's literally got her arm telling her she's under arrest, and she's now trying to pull away from him and head towards the door. Remember, one of the charges is resisting arrest. Resisting arrest. She's pulling away from him, heading to the door.
You don't have to. This is something you're doing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You are under arrest.
Yes.
Stop resisting me.
Put this on there.
You are making this harder than what it needs to be.
I'm not resisting you. And I was walking outside.
She's still pulling away from him.
When you put your hands on me.
She says, I was walking outside when you put your hands on me. Anybody watching that video sees that he just touched her arm. So leaving the video there, okay. What happens after that? She gets taken to the cruiser, arrested, of course, arguing the whole way. I think we can fill in what happened. So what do you think happened? Do you think Tanya Fogel's charges stayed in? No, of course not. Trespassing, menacing, resisting arrest. Charges were dropped. They are dropped this week. And after they were dropped, and a special prosecutor had to come in because, of course, the Commonwealth Attorney's Office goes before them, so... Or the county attorney, so they had to go get an outside prosecutor. They dropped the charges, but a part of dropping the charges was Tanya Fogle had to agree that the officers had a right to arrest her in the first place. And she did agree they had a right to arrest her. So she agrees they had a right to arrest her. She agrees that they acted correctly. That was part of her agreement for them dropping charges. And then Lexington Police Department, after several news outlets had been requesting this footage, as they should, and they should have access to this footage. And so the case has been dismissed, case is resolved, so now they can release the footage. So how did Tanya Fogle respond to the Lexington Police Department's release? She said, this is what she said. I just want to know if the Lexington Police Department's last action after the dismissal ruling means that the Lexington Police Department does not support or believe in our judicial system, the special prosecutor expertise, or the judge's ruling. Am I still a targeted woman of color, a strong leader who speaks out against injustices, which means my children and grandchildren will be targeted? Truly, even after the case has been settled, Lexington Police Department has continued to try to convict me by attempting to public belittle embarrassment and humiliation as I deal with my trauma, my underage grandson's trauma of that arrest by the release of the body camera, but not the store video or the other officers' cameras. At the end of the day, I still have to show grace and continued forgiveness by God's living example. So Lexington Police Department releases the body cam footage as they have. But somehow by Lexington Police Department releasing the body cam footage, which by the way, city council law requires them to wear body cameras and the media to have access to it through open records requests. And they have asked for the footage to be released because of course they would because it's interesting. Would she prefer they hide the footage? If there's literally any other police action that didn't involve her. And then she talks about the trauma of arrests. And her ending comments about the grace of God and forgiveness. This woman is a piece of work. She's infuriating to me. She is trash to me. To invoke that somehow you're going to offer God's forgiveness to police officers. Literally just releasing footage of you acting a fool. You know, taking the Lord's name in vain and bearing false witness is a sin too, Tanya Fogle. You don't get to pretend like you are giving them God's forgiveness like they did something wrong. No wonder why. I live in Lexington, and we have a more dangerous communities because we're hundreds of officers short below where we need to be. No wonder why we are when we've got city council members who behave like you do. Who would want to work for this city? Who would want to have to worry about people like you? They do their job perfectly right. They release the body cam footage as they're required to by law. And your response is to say that they're traumatic to you and they need your forgiveness and God's forgiveness. You know, this is what you elect. She's got a primary opponent. Hopefully people in the first district wise up. Coming up after this, we have more body cam footage, different politician. We'll have that after this short break. And you are back with the Andrew Cooperwriter Show. And today it's been body cam footage day. And so we covered Tanya Fogle. It's train wreck. Now onto our next train wreck. And we've dealing with House District 60. Has had quite a lot of dramas between Ed Massey and TJ Roberts for the State House District. It's an open seat. Ed Massey used to hold it until he was beat in a primary 2 years ago by Steve Rawlings. Rawlings is running for State Senate, and that has freed up the seat. So now Ed Massey wants to take another shot at it, and he's up against TJ Roberts. And this is probably, not probably, this is the ugliest race of this cycle by far. Because quite frankly, Ed Massey has a horrible voting record from when he was in office. That's why he lost so badly before. He's trying really hard to escape it, play every card he has. He probably thinks he played nicely with Steve Rawlings before. So he's going to try to play a lot more uglier this time. And heck, what do you have to lose? I mean, you already lost your seat. So we have some body cam footage from when he got stopped knocking in a golf cart. Let's listen to this one.
So someone called about you being on the golf cart on the roadway, huh?
Probably my opponent.
I have no idea who. I can't tell you who because I don't know.
It's street legal. It's got the blinkers, all that stuff.
It does not. It's not. The roads have to be approved by the county, though. This is not an approved roadway.
Okay, so what's approved?
It's on the Boone County website. There's a whole list of names.
What's approved?
All the Grand View stuff is not approved yet. They have not asked. Each subdivision has to ask for approval, and then it goes to this fiscal court. They add all the roadways, and they have all the stuff on it. So, okay. Yeah, until then, you have to take it off the roadway.
Had to be him.
What's wrong?
TJ TJ call.
A golf cart on the roadway. Yeah. So.
Is that allowed for now? Driving the trailer?
Nope. They have to be approved. It's on the Boone County. If you go to Boone County, the way I find it the easiest, go on our main website, go to the search engine, do golf cart, and then down the left-hand side it says approved roadways.
Well, the reason I ask is because I was in the legislature when we passed allowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
Colonel Hill called me and told me to come and said there's a golf cart. He didn't tell me who it was until I got here and I saw you. I'm like, okay. So I kind of put two together real quick. That's why I stayed in the car.
Well, we ran into TJ walking. Yeah, my
did you? Okay.
You know Craig Burris?
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle? Yeah, Jeff Nagy. Yeah.
We've met before.
So. Yeah, we have. Yeah. So yeah. If you just take it home, it'd be great.
That's fine.
I would really appreciate it. That saves me and the risk of political craziness.
Not going to cause any
crazy. I think you call it all. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So, before I go into the content of the video, I do have a question for Ed Massey. Why are you knocking in a golf cart? This makes no sense to me. I have knocked a lot of doors. I've knocked doors, used to knock doors for my job when I was first starting out in life, but I knocked doors for candidates. I've probably knocked thousands of doors politically. Thousands, okay? I have no clue why he's knocking in a golf cart. Like, he's not going up driveways in the golf cart. I can maybe understand if you're like, if we go up in the driveways in the golf cart, it's easier for us to turn around. And then we don't have to cover the distance from the street to the front door. And we can save time that way and hit more doors by going up the driveways. Because, you know, when you're in a car, you know, you pull up, you stop, you got to put it in park, you get out, you got to walk up the driveway. Because if you pull up in the driveway, it could be hard to get out. It could block them in, things like that. But maybe, you know, a golf cart where it's smaller, you can just head up the driveway, knock, get back in and go. But that's not what he's doing. He's parking it like you would a car on the street. And so you have less speed, less space, less storage. You're more open to the elements. Like if it starts raining, you are done for the day. It's also, by the way, illegal in some places. And you aren't even getting an advantage of like getting closer to the doors. It's so strange. It takes you longer. It has more risks. It's smaller. It would be better having a car with giant signs on it if you're worried about getting notoriety or something. Makes no sense. It's strange to me in the first place, but putting that to the side. To get called, and then you turn around and say, oh, TJ called the cops. No, TJ didn't call the cops. You're breaking the law. You're in a nice neighborhood. And as a person who's been out in nice neighborhoods knocking doors politically, I can tell you it's not abnormal to get the cops called on you when you're even doing normal things and not riding around in a golf cart illegally. Someone looked out their window, some Karen, some person. Not to attack Karens, but anyways, looked out their window, you rang their doorbell, you hung a door hanger, then you walked down to your golf cart, and they're on the board or something. They maybe are intimately familiar with the fact that you're not supposed to be on a golf cart, and they called the cops to be like, hey, there's some guy driving around my golf cart like a weirdo, driving around my neighborhood in a golf cart like a weirdo. Like, that's completely believable. And then he pulls the same card as Tony Fogel did. I'm a former lawmaker. I know the laws. That's right, Ed. The cop showed up and saw you and didn't bother to double check to make sure he was right. Of course he checked. And by the way, if anybody else was driving an illegal vehicle on the road, they would have been towed. But hey, you're the victim, right? Now, I wish I could say that that's the most ridiculous thing Ed Massey did this week. But unfortunately, I can't, because he's decided to try his hardest to lose the election despite the many things that should be strong for him. That should help him out. So he's decided to negate them. So on Wednesday, he was in a candidate forum put on by Commonwealth Policy Center. And towards the end of it, this happened. And by the way, the audio on this, not my fault. I didn't record it. I did my best to clean it up. Here you go.
He's been rumored to be on Grindr. He lives in the basement with his grandparents. The fact of the matter is, he now lives in a basement with his grandparents.
Hold on, time out. And we're going to try to keep this in the form and not personal. Can you close with us together? 10 seconds.
I think the decision is clear that you have somebody that has the maturity and experience.
So, if you missed it, Ed Massey said that TJ, his opponent, was rumored to have a Grindr account and lives in his grandma's basement. So, first, TJ does live with his grandparents in order to help take care of them. I'm not going into depth on TJ's family, for those of you unaware, I've known him for years, but his grandparents are very important to him, and they are older. And I know he used to live on his own until he moved back in with them to help them as they age, you know, like a responsible family member would. He's not living in their basement because he's got no other options. He's helping take care of his grandparents. That's like an admirable thing, a family guy, a guy with, you know, good family values. Then on to the Grindr thing. He said he is rumored to have a Grindr account. Grindr, by the way, is a gay hookup dating app, in case you didn't know. So what Ed basically said was, some person somewhere one time told me that maybe one time something did happen, and they said that he's rumored to be gay. I mean, I don't have any evidence of what I just said, but, you know, the fact that I've heard that rumor means we should ask a lot of questions. Which, I'm not making up, like, I'm not using too much hyperbole at the end there. That's literally what he said to the Cincinnati Inquirer. They asked if he had any evidence. He was like, no, I don't. I was just saying what multiple people had told me from somewhere. And, you know, this means we have a lot of unknowns. We should be asking a whole lot of questions about this guy, since I one time heard a rumor that he's gay. Like, well, Ed, if I heard a rumor that you're a pedophile, can I now suddenly say, we can't elect Ed Massey, he's rumored to be a pedophile? I mean, it literally reminds me, there's a scene out of one of my favorite movies called The Campaign, where they're talking about ridiculous campaign ads. Take a listen.
Now, this is a spot to raise some important questions in the minds of voters. We're calling it Homeland Insecurity. Check it out.
Al-Qaeda, the Taliban.
I hate those guys.
One thing unites all of them in their blood packs. Facial hair. There's someone else, North Carolina, that has facial hair. Marty Huggins.
Right.
Why doesn't Marty Huggins answer the question? Is he a Taliban or an Al-Qaeda?
Are you kidding me?
Why does Marty Huggins refuse to take a lie detector test?
Why?
And where exactly was Marty Huggins on 9/11?
Bingo. Okay.
There's just too many questions.
Boy, that is solid, too. Real solid.
Yes.
Rick, let me ask you this. Has there been any sort of correlation between Huggins and Islamic radicals? I mean, at all?
None that I know of.
He's literally that come to life as a human. Like, this is so ridiculous. I think even the establishment looks at this and says, dude, come on. Come on. Now, for TJ's part, because it's just so, like, it's so over the top, right? Like, it's like, I can make up rumors about people, too. That's, it's so dumb. Now, for TJ's part, you know, I don't think he's gay. I don't believe he is gay. He isn't gay. At least in the years that I've known him, I've never once seen him come on to a man or hit on a man. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. He's never hit on me, and my wife tells me I'm pretty cute. So, based on that evidence, I can say I'm pretty sure he's straight. Pretty sure he's straight. Well, y'all, that's what we have time for today on the Andrew Cooperwriter Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.